just overall, what was your takeaway being out on the field for the first time? And how do you think it went?
It went well, man. It went great. It went awesome. You know, it's wonderful just to be back in like the game mode and just go by fast and just to hit and thump.
You made the play in the end zone, breaking up a pass. Tell us about that.
I was mad at myself. I thought, you know, I could have caught a pick, but you know, it was best to do what best for the team. So a pass breakup is always as great than a catch, right?
It seems like the opportunities for interceptions have been coming to you. I mean, is that sort of figuring out where the play is going, knowing ahead of time that this is the route this guy's probably going to run, and I can undercut it?
Yeah, it's just know what your help at, really. But just to have a pass breakup is always great, and it goes back to what I said. You know, I guess the ball have a thing for me. I don't got a thing for the ball.
You had a nice play before that, or right after that at the goal line too, where you and Bowman teamed up to stop the running back.
Yeah.
That kind of showed off another aspect of your game, just the run stopping part of it.
Oh, it was great, man. Just to try to, have your leverage on a guy. And just not try to overrun it and all that, but just to have my help from my brother mean a lot, because he was still up after I hit him. But right. You know, Big Bowman came to say today.
You played both Roll and Mike tonight, right? Or
yeah.
Rotate in and out.
Yeah.
You feeling comfortable with both, or? More learning than Mike one out, or what?
Really trying to learn all of it. Even the safeties, learn what the safeties do and all that. Try to learn all that, but all of it can seem comfortable to you. Bo and Coach Johnny Holland, they put emphasis on, you know, we never know what will happen. So a couple of guys went down, and, you know, you got to be a Will. You never know what happens. So you want to just put yourself in the best situation to do what's best for the team.
Ruben, how do you think you did from an assignment standpoint? Do you think you're pretty much spot on, or did you make some mistakes?
I hope I did great. We will find out tomorrow when we watch that film, but I hope I did great. But overall, as a team, we fought, and we overcome some adversities, and I think we did well as a group, as a whole.
You've been battling this ankle injury for like a week now. How is it? Is it bothering you?
It's not bothering because you got the adrenaline rushing going, and it's flowing. So, you know, you just try to be out there. You love the football game, so. Things that nicks and that hurts, you want to just go out there and just fight that battle and just go out and just play, really. And just don't worry about a ankle.
Couple more guys?
Oh, I really don't matter. I really don't care. Play third quarter. I was ready to go back out there, to be honest, because I think I had, something to prove. I had a lot of guys were teasing me about the pass breakup. I could have caught a pick. They're talking about I caught all the picks at practice, and I can't catch one in the game when the lights come on.
Ruben, and people question about your pass coverage, is that where you didn't have a pick in college? Is that a point of, does that tick you off when people mention that? Or are there picks in college you're like, oh, I should have had that one?
I should have had a lot of picks in college, but I had a club on, but I'm not even going to blame it on the club. But
that's a pretty good excuse,
it is an excuse, but pretty good excuse.
Did you have any in high school?
No, I ain't have none in high school.
So you've never had an interception?
Not in high school, no.
Never.
No.
Never.
Never in my life.
You have had some in training camp practices.
So. Yeah, training camp practices I have. I had a couple. I got some under my belt, so that's fine with me. I just got to go out here and just in the game and just try to correct that. And when the opportunity comes, I just got to grab it.